Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Future Histories, What Ada Lovelace, Tom Paine and the Paris Commune Can Teach Us About Digital Technology by Lizzie O'Shea, narrated by Kat Gould. 1. We need a usable past for a democratic future. A Spanish prince's automaton and an American novelist's living history. Don Carlos was 17 years old in April 1562 when he fell down the stairs and hit his head. He was the heir to the Spanish throne, studying at the university town of Alcalá de Henares. Depending on who you ask, he was either something of a lush Lothario or an inbred oddball. His parents were half-siblings. One observer noted his violent nature, his intemperate speech, and his gluttony. But the reports also indicate that he was well-liked by the Spanish people, as a teenager, at least. His whole life seems like the plot of a modern Gothic fantasy television series. Allegations of treachery, leading to solitary confinement at the hands of his father, an episode of binging and purging, and ultimately death, possibly by poisoning. His life was later the subject of Giuseppe Verdi's great opera, Don Carlos. But all that drama was yet to come, when while still a young man, engaged possibly on an illicit errand, as one scholar politely puts it, he tumbled down a disused flight of stairs and knocked himself out on a closed door. In these early years of Don Carlos's life,